I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is live and local, and we have a full program for you. Two groups that are participating in the Martin Luther King Commemoration Celebration Community event, which is on Saturday, tomorrow morning, starting at 10 and running up until about 1 o'clock. It's a free program in the lobby of the Krannert Center. With a couple of vocal groups, the Omnimov Dancers, and the Inner Voices Social Issues Theater, who are going to be members of that group, are going to be my first guests on the show. And then the all-male Indian a cappella group from the University of Illinois, Chi-Town, who are going to be performing live in our studio in the second portion of the program. Hope that you will enjoy and stay tuned. It's live and local. That's The Blues from Lenox Avenue by William Grant Still, Zena Schiff, the violinist, and Cameron Grant, the pianist, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to Michael Rouse's presentation of Gravity Radio, January 29th and 30th. More information can be found at krannertcenter.com. And at the Krannert Center tomorrow morning, starting at 10 o'clock, it's an MLK, as in Martin Luther King, commemoration, celebration, community event. And they do emphasize both the commemoration and the celebration in that name. And among the performers and presenters at that on that program are two folks who are on our show today. Later on in the program, Chi-Town, the all-male Indian a cappella group from the University of Illinois, will sing for us live in the studio. And first, Inner Voices Social Issues Theater, which is also based at the University of Illinois, and we have a few of their members right now. And I'm very interested to hear more about the program, as I hope you are. Their assistant director, I guess, Latrell Bright, is the one who has, you know, told me about this group a while ago, and I saw that they were on the show, and I wanted to find out firsthand what you guys are all about. So thanks, Latrell, for coming in and bringing some of the members of the you call them a troupe?
An ensemble. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Well, it's our pleasure. First, why don't we introduce everybody? Latrell just spoke, and also we have Kristen.
Kristen Wondrelich.
And what is your role at the university? I assume everybody here is at the university.
Yes, I'm a junior in sociology.
Okay, and Marcus McFall,
correct.
Am I remembering right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Marcus McFall. I'm a senior, also majoring in sociology.
And Brian Fisher.
Yep, I'm a junior, majoring in creative writing and minoring in Spanish.
So we've got an idea of some of the breadth of interests and topics covered and so on, but it goes even beyond that. I mean, you've got involvement of different faculty, different departments, and students from different programs.
Definitely. We're a unique program in the sense that we're sponsored by three very different departments. The Department of Theater, of course, also the Counseling Center, and then McKinley Health Center. So we serve lots of purposes with the work that we create.
And is your appointment through the theater department?
My appointment, I think it's actually through the Counseling Center, but it's kind of complicated how they all work that out.
Well, it sounds like a complex arrangement, but also to deal with a lot of complex
Definitely.
Topics from complex points of view,
yes.
Different points of view. And when did Inner Voices get started?
About 1991, I believe.
So quite a while.
Lisa Fay has been, the director of the program, has been with it, I think, the longest. And she's been here for about 10 years, and it's just flourishing and growing, and it's a very well-respected and loved part of the university.
So what's the idea behind it?
It kind of got started I believe they wanted to address binge drinking on campus. And so years ago, they decided, well, let's try and find a creative way to do that. And they decided to do it through theater. And the response was so great from that they decided, well, what other kinds of issues can we address using theater? And so Inner Voices was born from that.
And so the idea now, as it has evolved, is...
Well, what we do, it's evolved into an actual program with four core courses, and one being the Intro to Social Issues theater class that kind of takes you through the history and some of the practices of lots of different theater companies around the nation that engage in this kind of community-based work. We have a post-performance dialogue course because one of the essential parts of what we do is engaging the audience in discussion about whatever issues and themes come up within the work that we're doing. We also have a Devising Social Issues theater course, which is where you, when you take that class, you're actually creating work of your own and with groups. And then the ensemble itself is the last course, which you can take for credit or not. And with the ensemble, that's where you're performing throughout the semester, and we tour and we do special performances and interviews like today and all of that. So it's a pretty special program.
And people in the other three courses can or may not be involved in the actual theater ensemble.
Exactly. May or may not. Yes.
And everybody in the ensemble may or may not be in the other classes.
Exactly.
It goes both directions. How many in the ensemble currently?
I believe it's about 9 or 10.
I think so. We're still in the first week of classes when everyone's trying to figure out their schedule, so it'll probably even out somewhere around 9 or 10.
And you do most of your performances at the Armory?
We always do our very first show of the semester. We'll do a week of performances at the Armory. But one of the things that's really pretty special about this program is that we tour. And we'll tour to residence halls, sororities. We'll perform for special events, classes, all of those different kinds of things.
And, of course, the MLK celebration,
yes,
one of those events. Does the group regularly participate in that, do you know? Or did you just get an invitation this year?
Well, I know they've done it before. I believe the last time Interval Voices participated was 2007. So yeah, I think we regularly get invited, but it doesn't always fit a schedule. Like this year, classes just started this week, and so the ensemble didn't meet for the first time until Tuesday. So what we're performing on Saturday has been prepared Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Really?
Yes.
So this is a brand new
yes
production. What are you going to do on Saturday?
On Saturday, we're doing a children's version of one of our more popular pieces called Coloring. It's about diversity. We're doing a piece called Lily Adele Annabelle Swell, kind of about social justice and, you know, fighting ignorance in the world. And we're doing a piece, I believe it's entitled We Shall Overcome, and it's really kind of addressing the role of music in the civil rights movement, the role of music and theater in the civil rights movement.
What was the role of music?
I don't want to, but feel free. Okay.
Yeah, you all have learned something in the class, right? You should be able to talk about that.
Well, specifically with the song We Shall Overcome, I believe one of the reasons I can't imagine anyone is not familiar with that song is because it was kind of the mantra of the movement. And it has a unifying effect. In a very basic way, I think, just with everyone joining voices together and singing. But also, I think one of the reasons for its longevity is that it's still a very relevant song today. We've come a long way, but, you know, there's still some work to be done. And Inner Voices is a great part of that kind of work that is still to be done.
Certainly Martin Luther King Jr. came out of the church.
Yes.
And the black church has had, like many Christian denominations, mm-hmm. looking for different sort of terms there, has a very strong music tradition, but it seems like the black church has an especially strong and distinct music tradition from which that particular song comes out, but also the whole participatory type of singing seems to me.
Yeah, but I think that predates our existence as a people here in this country. There's a culture that was brought from across the ocean that still thrives. And I think particularly in the black church and particularly through music and song and dance, praise dancing, but coming from not so much your Western idea of theater and music, where it's all participatory and it's kind of difficult to delineate where the audience and the performers are. It's kind of like everyone is one. And I think that plays into the unifying factors of the music itself.
Well, I was just thinking of, you know, the Protestant tradition I grew up in, where you have at a typical church service, the choir, and everybody sits and listens.
Oh.
You know, whereas in many, if not most, black churches, you have the choir.
Yeah.
And then everybody either joins in or at least moves or claps.
So they get happy, all kinds of stuff, yes.
Whatever else goes on. And I know you brought along with you a segment of another piece. Is this one of the pieces you're going to do on Saturday?
Yes, this, what we'll do a segment of, is part of Lily Adele Annabelle Swell. And she is the little girl superhero who fights injustice.
That's a great name.
You will be repeating it to yourself throughout the day.
Lily Adele Annabelle Swell. Sort of like when you hear a Tri-Town coming up, you'll have a hard time leaving the beats behind.
Yes, exactly.
So there's the beat.
There's something musical about it, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't you introduce the segment? What happens before? What's the context of this? Or did we start right at the beginning?
Actually, this is going to be what we're going to open the show with, and we're going to start like right from the top.
Okay.
So this is we're just going to cut it. A little short, go about a page and a half in. The story is going to self-explain itself. I'm actually playing the part of the narrator, which is pretty much most of the piece itself is the narrator explaining what's going on.
One thing about this, and I believe it happens in this little section that we're going to do, is that there is a little bit of audience participation, so we're going to ask.
So I do have
so
to do
we'll
something?
We'll be audience.
Oh, okay,
yes.
You and I are going to be audience.
Yes,
right.
Exactly, yeah. When we get to that.
Will it be clear what I'm supposed
yes.
to do?
Yes. Right.
I'm very nervous now. See, I can talk to anybody on a microphone, but ask me to perform.
All right, you want to go ahead and...
Let's begin with Lily Adele Annabelle Swell.
Okay. This is the story of Lily Adele Annabelle Swell. By night, a mild-mannered little girl who ate her peas, brushed her teeth, and slept with her favorite stuffed animal, Gilbert the Duck. But by day, Lily Adele Annabelle Swell was, by all accounts, a superhero, daily scaling the walls of stupidity to reach the summit of justice.
What?
I said... Daily scaling the walls of stupidity to reach the summit of justice.
Oh my!
As you know, every superhero has to have at least one special power. Lily Adele Annabelle Swell had three. Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could see as clear as a bell could ring.
What?
What?
I said she could see as clear as a bell could ring.
Oh my!
And Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could listen very, very well. She could listen so well, in fact, that the biggest wad of garbled twaddle would untangle itself in her ears until it sounded like a song ringing as clear as a bell.
Excuse me,
what?
I said, she could listen so well, in fact, that the biggest wad of garbled twaddle would untangle itself in her ears until it sounded like a song ringing as clear as a bell.
Oh, my.
But the very most specialist, most powerfulest thing of all that Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could do was... What do you think the most specialist, powerfulest thing that Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could do was?
I have no idea.
Swim? Text?
While it's true that those are all very special powers, the most powerful thing that Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could do was to think. Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could think her way through just about anything. Lily Adele Annabelle Swell could think so well, in fact, that the most complicated compilation of compound confoundedness would sort themselves swiftly when she put her mind to it, until they became as clear as a bell. She could think hard. She could think with her eyes closed. She could think with her eyes open. She could think with her heart. And That's all we have to do today.
I was waiting for the drum because I could see the drum thing.
That's our heartbeat.
Oh, that's wonderful. So is this a piece that was written by members of the troupe?
Lisa Faye and members of
the ensemble,
Ensemble at a different time.
I believe it says 06-07.
06-07.
So a few years back.
Yeah.
And for those just tuning in, we are talking with members of Inner Voices Social Issues Theater at the University of Illinois, who are among the participants and presenters at the Martin Luther King Commemoration Celebration Community Event tomorrow at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Starts at 10 o'clock, and you guys are scheduled to be on a little after 11, looks like.
Mm-hmm, right after the food at noon.
So people should be either sated and asleep or... well prepared to listen and participate. Sorry, my participation was not a little more.
Oh, that's fine.
Effective there. I got stage fright, I think. So, what are some of the other topics that the ensemble tries to address in its various shows?
Well, our most recent show we address intimate partner violence, and that was a very powerful show. I know the first time we read through our scripts, there were a lot of tears, and it's pretty draining to go through a lot of this material, but it's worth it. I think we made a big impact when we performed that show, and before that, we addressed diversity, which is what we're pulling our coloring skit from.
So when you say draining, initially on the part of the performers, to pull this thing off and go through the learning of it and so on.
Definitely.
And then what kind of response do you typically get, or does it depend on the show and the topic?
Well, it does vary from the show and the topic, but it also varies from the audience. It seems like every show, like, we'll usually run a show for about 2 weeks, about 6 performances or so, and it's very interesting to see the post-performance dialogue that happens at the end of every show, because it's the same show 6 times, but the reactions are always very different. I mean, sometimes they'll have some similarities, but they're never exactly the same. So we have to be very prepared, especially for a very sensitive topic like domestic violence. We have, from time to time, people that share personal stories, and we have to be prepared for that.
And one of the ways we are prepared for that is, and that's, I think, the benefit of having McKinley Health Center and the Counseling Center as allies in this program, is we'll have counselors come and be the voices in the house, so that if something comes up, because we don't purport to be experts in anything, but if something comes up that we can't handle, they're there in the audience as a resource for people. Because sometimes, you know, things do bubble to the surface.
Do you have any examples of what might happen?
Well, this is my first time actually being a part of the ensemble, but witnessing it, I've seen a couple of shows before, one particular at Allen Hall. I'm not sure this is the correct title of it, but I think it was something dealing with, like, technology stalker, something like that. Mm-hmm. But throughout that aspect, like, towards the end, I noticed a lot of people were more aware and really sensitive on the subject, but you know, there's a lot of people who was really into it, like how to have a buddy system or know what not to do or what to do when a situation occurs like that, and what resources do you have in that aspect, and people personal feelings of that, because some people have a little bit of hatred, like like in a negative aspect, but we try to like direct it into a positive aspect, and I mean, it was real touching, you know, everybody had their own point of view, and it was like an idea of getting everyone together on how to formulate this solution to a problem, and just seeing it firsthand, basically, not just hearing about it, but actually physically seeing it, you'll kind of get an idea of knowing what to do and what not to do. So
maybe take some of that negative energy that bubbled up in some people, turn it around into something positive,
correct,
creative, and productive,
right?
Which is the reason you guys are doing this.
Yes, all ultimately. About transformation.
Transformation, that's the word?
That's my word.
Well, it's a good word. I mean, people always often talk about, well, I went to this concert, this play or whatever, and it changed my life. But you guys are really trying to do exactly that.
Yes. I think a lot of what we like to do in the creation of work and is really just formulate the questions so that just to get people thinking about things that maybe they hadn't thought about before. Because even with the Intimate Partner Violence show, I do this kind of work. The stalking piece, the electronic stalking piece, was, you know, it's very relevant today with what's happening, but it wasn't something that immediately came to even my mind when I was thinking about intimate partner violence.
Well, just that topic alone,
yes,
indicates that we're not even close to scratching the surface of the topics and what you guys are doing, but I wanted to at least have the chance to have you come on and introduce the program and the ensemble, and people can get a firsthand idea tomorrow. Again, you guys will be on a little after 11 o'clock. The show starts at 10, the MLK community event tomorrow in Champaign-Urbana. It's at the Krannert Center in the lobby, and it's free. And among the other performers are the a cappella group Chi-Town, who will be here in just a couple of minutes singing live in our studio. Thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
And best of luck with the presentation tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the program today, we have had, of course, Inner Voices Social Issues Theater. But next up, a group that is also participating in the MLK commemoration event tomorrow at the Krannert Center, starting at 10 in the morning, runs up until about 1 o'clock in the lobby there. And everything is free. It's quite a varied program. Towards the end, in fact, just about at the very end, is a group called Chi-Town, who are not necessarily from Chicago, but all of them either are from or descend from India, and they are an a cappella group, an all-male a cappella group at the University of Illinois. I should also add an award-winning all-male a cappella group at the University of Illinois, and I've really been looking forward to hearing you guys because I've heard great things about you, and we will be hearing them live right here in our studio. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13 of them, which should make really quite a sound. My contact person and their president and music director has been Amit Vaishampayan, and are you okay with the name?
Yeah, that was great.
All right, thank you very much. I'm curious, how many of the guys here were born in India? About half. And is a cappella an Indian tradition?
No, not at all, actually. It's completely new to India.
So who came up with this idea?
So about 8 years ago, two South Asian guys basically came together and wanted to, and they'd heard a cappella being brought up here, so they wanted to, you know, combine the Hindi and the English a cappella, or Hindi and English music, to kind of come up with a brand new a cappella sound.
I'm curious, what's some of the singing background that each of you has? Stick your hand up and say something. Starting with Amit.
Sure. So my mom is actually a Hindustani classical singer. She was trained for about 20 to 25 years. So I've been learning from her ever since I can remember. Anyone else?
I did choir starting in sixth grade, jazz choir in high school, and I've been listening to Indian music since I was little.
What about a cappella music?
A cappella music started in high school, and then one of my cousins used to be in Chi-Town, so I kind of knew what was going on.
Others of you?
I used to do a church choir since high school.
Yeah, I think a lot of us did a band while we were growing up, and just a choir, like in our respective like churches and like youth groups when we were little. So when we got here, just hearing that we had an a cappella group, a lot of guys were interested. So one by one, we just kind of spread the word, and everyone kind of just came in, tried out, and this is the 13 that we ended up with.
You said one of your cousins was in it.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the group been around?
It started in 2002.
So what are we? It's almost 10 years. No kidding. I really had no idea. You guys have completely escaped my observation here somehow or another. But I haven't been all that clued into a lot of the university groups outside of the School of Music. Are any of you involved in the School of Music, by the way? Actual.
We had one.
But yeah, trained. We had a couple of former members that were involved with music as a major.
And they bailed, huh?
Yeah.
On your website, you have a rather amusing video about the audition process. And by the way, it's a nice website. If anybody wants to check it out, it's Chitown, chaitown.org. And I think the video is right in the front page, if I remember, in which you have essentially a bunch of buffoons come in and audition for you, imagining that or assuming that they're auditioning for a rap group, maybe, or even an exercise video or something like that. And, you know, it's kind of funny, and you do it very tongue-in-cheek. But I'm curious, how close was that to what the actual audition process?
Quite close. It's pretty close. We have some pretty ridiculous people come and try out first. I mean, no, not really, but I mean...
and some of them are even in the group.
Huh?
Yeah. Most of the people that try out, I come to sing, there's no rapping and there's no karate or dancing or anything. But, I mean, we get people with, like, a variety of musical backgrounds. Some people have been doing it forever. Some people have never sang before. So we do get a lot of different types of people.
And we're going to hear how this group of different types comes together right now. Might as well hear your first song. This is Chitown, the all-male Indian a cappella group at the University of Illinois. And you're hearing them on Live and Local.
Cool.
The first song we'll be performing is... Stitched Up by John Mayer.
Exactly how you hear it is exactly how it all went down. It was later in the evening that the facts and the figures got turned around. True, there was a woman. Yes, she did advance my way. And I can't be sure exactly, but I swear I saw her say my name. It was the right time. She was the real thing. I had to walk away. You see? Don't wanna be stitched up, out of my mind, feeling strung out, lagging behind, all trapped in, can't do a thing because I'm locked down. Stitched up, feeling my burn, all strung out, I finally learned that trapped in, can't do a thing because I'm locked down. I wonder where she came from, I wonder where she's gotta go. Who's to say she's single, and who's to say she's on her own? Girls like that don't sleep alone. Alright, here's the thing. That girl is flawless, but I know I'm not the first one to think that. And since I'm not the first, I sure won't be the last. I spent my whole life looking behind my back. I just don't think I'm up to that. Stitched up, out of my mind, feeling strung out, lagging behind, all trapped in, can't do a thing because I'm locked down. Stitched up, feeling a burn, all strung out, I finally learned that. Trapped in, can't do a thing because I'm locked down. Stitched up, out of my mind, feeling strung out, lagging behind, all trapped in, can't do a thing because I'm locked down. Stitched up, feeling my burn, all strung out, I finally learned that trapped in, can't do a thing because I'm locked down. Locked down, stitch me up, string me up, trap me in, lock me down. Stitch me up, string me up, trap me in. Oh, I don't wanna be. Stitch me up, string me up, trap me in, lock me down, stitch me up, because I'm down and down and down.
That was great. that was actually also kind of weird for me because I'm sitting here with my headphones on and it was just like when you each started talking and answering my question earlier. I didn't know who was talking because I couldn't tell where you were coming from. You're just coming from my headphones here. So who was doing the beatbox stuff?
I was.
Right here. Okay. And you're Jason. Jason Alexander. And the solo.
Yeah. Ishan. What?
You're Ishan. I got it right. I've got this on their website. They actually have pictures and bios of all of their members. And I was sort of trying to match the pictures, and you're hiding in shades and longer hair than you have right now. Ishan Roy was the soloist there for that tune of John Mayer. What was the name of it again?
Stitched Up by John Mayer.
Stitched Up. That's not a great. You guys have won a few competitions or come close in some. Why don't you give me an overview of some of those and what was involved in getting there?
So every year in the fall semester, we have one really big competition, a South Asian a cappella competition, Anahat. It's called Anahat, and it takes place at the University of California in Berkeley. And so, you know, we pretty much focus all of our efforts after kind of recruiting new members to this competition first semester, which is about 2.5 months of learning about 3 to 4 new songs, and then just perfecting them and making sure that the group has really good internal rhythm. So in 2006, I mean, I've been in the group since 2006. I think I'm the oldest member right now, but basically we've tried to, you know, kind of defy a different kind of competition, a different kind of performance every time we go there. So we got second place in 2006. And then in 2007, we actually got first place. So that was, you know, our really good year for us. And then, 2008 came along and we actually didn't end up placing because a lot of the other groups really stepped it up. And I don't think we were on the right trajectory at that point. But, I'm really happy and I'm really proud to say that this year we worked very hard because, all these guys committed hardcore to the team. But we ended up getting second place, so I know they're going for first next year.
Well, yeah, you ought to. I mean, probably what happened was everybody else saw what you did, and then they upped their level to match yours, and, well, just, you each challenge each other, I imagine. How much do you rehearse in a given week?
We usually practice 3 times a week for about 2 to 3 hours. Then around the time of competition, we usually add like some more time. Usually ends up being more than 3 hours.
2 or 3 hours a few times a week or more. Those are pretty long rehearsal sessions. And do you have to spend a lot of time practicing on your own?
Yeah, for sure. We usually send out MIDI files of all of our separate parts. And we all are supposed to practice with those on our own.
And how many of you read music? Out of curiosity, nobody here is a music reader.
I mean,
actually, more than half of us. Like, I guess the guys who were younger, we read. We know how to read music and like play instruments and stuff like that. So, like a lot of the new members that came in that don't have much of a deeper background in music, kind of just pick up as we go along.
So there's a lot of rote learning. Somebody just teaches the parts and
Amit. A lot of walk-ons. Yeah.
A lot of walk-ons, meaning?
Definitely. I mean, like, for guys that are just interested, a lot of people just come in and try out, even though they don't have musical background, but they still end up doing pretty well because they have a pretty good sense of, you know, sound and tone and fit in well with the group. So.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, you guys blended wonderfully. In fact, you said earlier, Amit, you have to have a tight sense of rhythm, and I was actually still had the rhythm going of the tune you just sang, even while you were talking, and it's still going for that matter. And you set that up really well. As music director, Amit, what does that mean, and what's your role in rehearsals and otherwise?
So in terms of music director, it's strange because our group, you know, has these officer positions or these titles, but what it really means is that, you know, somebody who is kind of always on the ball in terms of getting everyone together at practice. If we're all, you know, goofing off a little bit at some point, then the guy who kind of brings us back on track, but in terms of specifically music director, I'll do a lot of the arranging and the composing of music. So I'll listen to a song, and then basically we have the software we use, Guitar Pro, but we'll arrange. I'll kind of take my own kind of musical liberties and arrange the song as I see fit, and then, you know, it's my job as, you know, a kind of a teacher. And there's other members who also arrange in this group, but I think I would say that most guys look to me in terms of, you know, if they're having trouble on a musical part or something like that.
And did you get elected to this post, or did you ascend by virtue of your dominance? Or
pretty much a dictatorship. No. It's just an experience-based type of thing.
And you said you're probably the senior. Well, are you? I assume you are a senior then.
I'm actually a grad student, but yeah.
You're a grad student. And others do some arranging also, or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nish has done some arranging. Ari is actually arranging a song that we'll probably start learning next week, so.
How long to learn the average song, would you guess?
I would say the learning can take, you know, if the group is very focused and we have a competition in a month, then the learning is maybe, I would say, a week to get, you know, kind of the bare basics of the song down. So basically three practices, so 8 to 9 hours, plus time that they spend outside of practice learning it. Otherwise, you know, we'll take it easy and we'll kind of take 2 weeks or so.
Just think how good you guys would be if you actually worked on like a basketball practice schedule. You know, where they, I assume there's like every day for who knows how long, with, and I don't know how anybody gets schoolwork done when you do that sort of thing. So how many songs in your repertoire right now? I mean, that's about a new song a week, so that's a lot of weeks to learn a bunch of songs.
So as of right now, we have, I would say 7 to 8 songs are kind of almost ready to perform, or, you know, if we put in a little bit of practice, a couple practices, I think we have 7 or 8 songs of a solid set of repertoire. But, you know, if you give us, I think our Chi-Town show is coming up in about a month and a half, but we should basically have, I would say, 11 to 12 songs for that show.
When's that show?
Tentatively, it's scheduled for March 6th, and that's at Gregory Hall on campus. But we're still in talks to kind of change it to a bigger venue.
Because you've become so popular and you're going to fill it up, is that it?
We would like to think so.
Well, it may. I mean, if your reputation hasn't gotten too far out of the school, maybe this radio program will be sure that happens, because man, you guys really sound great. And on that show, will you be the only group, or will you be inviting guests?
We'll have a couple of other groups come on just as filler acts, a couple dance teams, as well as other student groups on campus that, such as bands and stuff like that, that come into play as well.
But you'll limit it to the university for this particular show?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that the Extension Corps, I think, have had some outside, other university groups come on, and I don't know if you did that, or other Indian groups from across, or Asian groups from across the country, or something like that. Have you done that in any of the shows, where you invite
so
outsiders?
Yeah, we. I think most of our efforts have been concentrated on university groups, only because we want to promote our own peers and our own friends before promoting anyone outside. It's hard to get publicity, and it's hard to get, you know, time on stage at this university. But, you know, I think looking into the future, I think it could definitely be an option. There's also the we're all students, and we're a student-run a cappella group, so many times, rather than hiring somebody to come in from the outside because it involves more money, we'll just, you know, ask some of our peers, because we know that it's quality, and it's, you know, at either a reasonable price or it's free.
Sure. And you're all not going to pony up to pay the airfare of some other rival group or something.
Right.
These are members of Chi-Town. Actually, is this the whole group?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. I mean, that's actually impressive. You must be impressive, because when we tried, we had before some of the a cappella shows in the fall, we tried to get a number of groups in here, and only one of them actually managed to bring most of its members to sing. And the rest we relied on their CDs, which are, I didn't think, had sounded very much like they actually did in person. And so it's great to have you guys here. What's the next tune?
So the next song we'll be singing is Tadke Jia. It's actually an Indian song, and Tejaswi is going to be on the solo.
कितना हसी है फिर ये समा है ना जी ले जरा एक पल मिला दो तन्हाई का है ना वही हंसना हंसाना कुछ कह के यूं शर्माना कुछ बात यूं ही आंखों से ही कर जाना अच्छा लगता है ये चेहरा तटके जाना अब आज गए हो सोना फिर जाना यही दुआ यू ही सदा तेरे लिए धड़के जिया मेरे सपनों में भी हर बार दुआना अब आज गए हो तो ना फिर जाना यही दुआ
Great, that was beautiful. I assume you were that was Hindi.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what did that mean? What were you singing about, more or less?
So the song is basically taken from a movie, and like almost any other Bollywood song, it's about a guy and a girl, and you know, the guy's into the girl, and so he's singing her, you know, kind of a love song.
The usual pop love song. Okay. The soloist there with Chaitown was Tejaswi Malela.
Mm-hmm.
And on the beatbox, I think, was Ari?
Yes.
Chakravarti? I'm always just kind of interested in a lot of that going on, because it sounded like more than one person, both when you did it when Jason did it earlier. And the reason Chaitown is here live in our studio here on Live and Local is that they're performing as part of the Martin Luther King Commemoration Celebration Community Event, which is an interesting long title.
Uh-huh.
At the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock a little before 10 o'clock with singer Juan Luis. That's at 9:50. And then they also have the Omnimov, there we go, dancers. And there's an essay contest that has gone on in advance, apparently. Soul premiere, a vocal group, and Inner Voices Social Issues Theater, who we had earlier on the program, and then Chi-Town sort of ending things up before the closing remarks. I wish that you all could sort of have a look at the studio inside here as they were singing, because this is one of the most animated groups visually that that I've seen, and not in in sort of a cavorting and being silly sort of way, which sometimes happens with a cappella groups, in on purpose, of course. I mean, it sounded like you had about eight directors going on at once. Were you almost conducting each other? When it was time to get soft, everybody sort of hunkers down, and some people do, and in fact, it almost looked like some of you were raising your hands, like, you know, at a Christian revival or something, something like that. Is this all intentional, or is, I mean, do you just do it naturally, or what?
We try to kind of integrate it into our practices, at least. When we're performing, it's a little bit different. But at least this way, a cappella is kind of, it's something that's changing every second, at least the songs we sing. So, you know, if I'm looking at Sunil and I'm kind of like, hey, I can't hear the bass as much, and I'm standing so close to you, then maybe, you know, I'll use my hands to kind of show him to bring up the energy. And so this way, we do kind of have, like, you know, a group of 13 directors always looking out for each other, because you know, we're always looking out for our voice parts, as well as, you know, people across from us that we feel like we can't hear or we hear too much, etc.
How many voice parts do we have here? There's 13 guys. How many different parts?
We have four voice parts, and then the VP and the soloist.
VP
vocal percussion.
Vocal percussion. That's right. I guess I was using the term beatbox, or some of the groups use VP. And what was the last one?
I'm just saying the soloist, the VP,
the soloist,
and then the four parts.
Right. So tenor one, tenor two, baritone and bass.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So mostly like up to three on a part, I suppose.
Yeah. About
average. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm enjoying you so much. I know you came in with up to four songs. I'd sort of like to get in four songs if we could. So, sure. What do you want to do next?
Why don't we do Rockin', and then at some point do Nijange. Yeah. So before we begin, this is actually, we wanted to give you a different taste of things. This is going to be a mix. This is going to be kind of two songs combined. It's an English song and a Hindi song combined together.
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body and I'm trying to be yours. Ooh, you know, radio killer. Oh, oh, oh. She going right, she going left. I had her myself. I got on it. Like a wanted, she rode the beat like a pony. Cameras up, the cameras flash. I'm tipsy, trying to laugh. I wanna change your name to Mrs. Chi-Town. There's nothing left to say. She rocking that kind of life. Oh, she rocking that thing like. Oh, she rocking that thing like. We at the door, we in the car, she under my shirt, I'm under her bra. She said, take it, if you want it, then we made love till the first light of morning. So we did it, done it, get it, got it, ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby said, do it till your body don't move, baby, ooh. She rocking that thing like.
Wow.
जादू कर दिया तेरा बन बैठा है मेरा जिया जाने क्या होगा क्या पता इस पल को मिलके आज ही ले जरा मैं हूँ यहाँ तू है यहाँ मेरी बाहों में आ अभी जा जाने जा दोनों जहां मेरी बाहों में आ भूल जा हो जाने जा दोनों जहां मेरी बाहों में आ भूल जा baby I love you baby I love you baby I love you so baby I love you I love you so baby I love you baby I love you so
Chi-Town Live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and the soloists in order for that pair of tunes, Jason Alexander and Amit Vaishampayan. Amit is the music director and president of the organization, and you can hear them in a relatively short set, what, about 20 minutes or so at the show tomorrow?
Yep.
At the Krannert Center, part of the MLK commemoration that is going on there. It'll be starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Amit, I remember you said... at the beginning that your mom is an Indian classical singer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she is.
We've got some major colds going on here.
Sorry.
And that's all right. And have you picked up any of that training as well?
Yeah. So before I came to college, I focused primarily on the Hindustani classical vocal scene. So... like I said earlier, I've been learning from her since I can remember. I performed at all throughout high school, basically in the national competitions and the Midwest and regional competitions. So I've been performing, and I had to, you know, I used that kind of to enter into the a cappella scene.
And do any of your songs incorporate that tradition? I mean, almost, I thought I heard a little bit of it just in that last tune.
Yeah, it's funny. It's not. None of our songs are necessarily completely classical because the sound is just completely different. But we actually, you know, most of our soloists all borrow classical themes, whether they be, you know, Western classical or even Indian classical, kind of the skills and the rifts and the melodies associated. So we'll draw upon those things, but we won't necessarily arrange a classical piece.
Well, I was particularly thinking the vocal style of embellishments and so on.
Definitely.
That is a little bit up. One more song.
Okay. Cool. So this song, again, is kind of a marriage between two, a Hindi song and an English song. And it's a little bit more upbeat. It's called, the first song is Nachange, and Nish is a soloist.
Nachange sari raat sonyo ve Nachangi sari raat sonyo ve Nachangi sari raat sonyo ve Nachangi sari raat sonyo ve Kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo ve Kar lo thoda sa pyar Kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo ve Kar lo thoda sa pyar oh, oh, oh. Nachangi sari raat sonyo ve Nachangi sari raat sonyo ve Kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo ve Kar lo thoda sa pyar Kar lo thoda sa pyar sonyo ve Kar lo thoda sa pyar oh, oh, oh. Thoda sa nasha hum kar le yaara Dammaro, dammaro, yaro, dammaro, dammaro, yaro, dam thodi si masti,
通り過ぐし黙る黙るやろ黙る黙るやろムサフィルやろなぐるへなくいへちがなビャッキーテラッシュメメジュムラハウアバラNa changi sarirat sonyo be Na changi sarirat sonyo be Karlo thoda sa pyar sonyo be Karlo thoda sa pyar Karlo thoda sa pyar sonyo be Karlo thoda sa pyar Oh 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 Rum dum bariri pap habi tubi tubi rum bariri pap Room doom butter deep up, habit to be jubilant, butter deep up. Room doom butter deep up, habit to be jubilant, butter deep up. Room doom butter deep up, habit to be jubilant, butter deep up, butter deep up, butter deep up, butter deep up, butter deep up.
To all my ladies in the dead. I lose all control when I see you standing there in front of me. Your style, your clothes, your hair, your fair woman, you look so sexy. The way you whine that, the way you dance, and the way you twist and turn your ways. Leave me wanting, leave me yearning, leave me feeling for it. Before the end of the night, I wanna hold you so tight. You know I want you so much. And I'm so tempted to touch. Tempted to touch, tempted to touch. Hey little woman, I'm inside your clutch. Tempted to touch, tempted to touch. Hey little woman, I'm inside your clutch. Before the end of the night, I wanna hold you so tight. You know I want you so much. And I'm so tempted to touch. Before the end of the night, I wanna hold you so tight. You know I want you so much. And I'm so tempted to touch. Tempted to touch.
Chi-Town here on Live and Local, and soloists in order on that one were Nish Shah and Jason Alexander making his second appearance. And do you sort of just pass the solos around, or you have designated soloists, or what?
So every song has a designated soloist, and that we have some rigorous auditions for. And then we also have kind of a backup soloist just in case we go on a tour and the soloist can't perform.
So most guys get a chance at the solo at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure having you all on. We'll have to do it again maybe before your next show, because I'm actually now reading your biographies, which are some of them are rather amusing to me. Vinay. Vinay Srinivasan seems to be somewhat the butt of jokes and a certain amount of physical violence. So I'm sorry to hear that. But Chi-Town performing tomorrow as part of the MLK Commemoration Celebration Community event at the Krannert Center in Urbana, starting at 10 o'clock, running up until 1 o'clock, and there on right around 12:30. That's in the lobby, a free program. And we're really glad you guys can come on here. And I'm going to go ahead and try this. But Chi-Town is or are Amit Vaishampayan, who is the present music director, Nish Shah, we just heard singing, one of the baritones, Ishan Roy, a tenor, Jason Alexander, we've heard a couple times, tenor, Vinay Srinivasan is a baritone, Bijoy Varghese, one of the basses, and Sai Gudamela, a baritone, Shahzad Ahmed, also a bass, Tejaswi Malela, one of the tenors, Kevin Thomas, tenor two, Sunil Thomas on bass. How'd I do?
Great.
Sweet.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure. And we'll definitely have to have you back. Hope you can work it out again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Live and Local on FM 90.9, I'm Kevin Kelly. And I neglected to mention Bharath Kusuma, who is also a baritone in Chai Town. Support for our broadcast today comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio, and we encourage you to join us next Thursday as WYLL will search for...